Hello, I'm Alana, your AI DJ. This is our Deep Dive podcast. Today's deep dive is on Suno, one of the major players in AI music song generation. We will discuss the software and the ethics involved. Stay tuned. I'll see you on the other side.
So lately, there's been all this talk about AI music.
Yeah.
And it's easy to just like wave it off as hype, you know?
Right.
But when even like Microsoft is starting to build this stuff into, you know, the software that we all use every day,
it's
time to like really pay attention. And that brings us to our deep dive today, which is Suno AI.
Yeah.
Have you heard of Suno AI?
I have. I've been hearing more and more about them. And you're right. I mean, music just hits different.
Yes.
Than say, like, you know, AI art or AI writing, which we've been talking about for a while.
Right.
It's more, I don't know, visceral maybe, even a bit scarier to some people.
Yeah.
And Suno is right there in the middle of it, this whole AI music explosion that's happening.
Suno AI. I will say even the name itself is kind of like ominous sounding, don't you think?
It's mysterious. Yeah, it's mysterious for sure.
Yeah. Like, what is this? Is this like, you know, some shadowy company that we should be like scared of?
Right, right. Like, who are these people?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, I think to really grasp, like, you know, the scope of what we're dealing with here.
Okay.
I think it's helpful to, like, you know, go back to basics.
Okay.
I was looking at the Wikipedia article on Suno.
Okay.
And it turns out they've only been around since, like, late 2023.
Okay.
Which, in the world of AI, is basically a lifetime. You know, things move so fast.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, like, even in that short time, they're already considered like a major player in this space.
Yeah. I mean, the fact that they like snagged a deal with Microsoft to be, you know, featured in Copilot.
Right.
That's a pretty clear sign that we're not talking about like some niche little tool just for, you know, experimental musicians or something.
Yeah.
This is something that's about to be in a lot of people's hands.
Absolutely. I mean,
yeah.
You know, Microsoft, they're betting big on this whole Copilot thing.
Yes.
It's their suite of, you know, AI tools for everyday users.
Yeah.
So to put Suno right in there.
Yeah.
That's a power move.
Yeah.
You know, it makes this tech, this AI music tech, accessible to pretty much anyone.
Right. Right. Okay. So for those of us who maybe haven't been, you know, totally glued to every AI article that comes out.
Yeah.
Let's break this down a little bit.
Yeah.
How does Suno actually work? Like, practically speaking, do I like feed it my Spotify playlist and it like analyzes that and magically composes in the style of my, you know, favorite artists?
Well, it's a little bit like that. Imagine like you take your favorite song lyrics.
Okay.
And you feed them into a machine.
Okay.
And you give it some other cues, like, you know, I want this to sound like, you know, bluesy jazz or, you know, 80s synth pop, whatever it might be.
Right.
And then it takes all of that and sort of like remixes it into a totally new track.
Oh, wow.
That's kind of Suno in a nutshell.
So it's basically like having, you know, $1 million recording studio in your pocket.
Yeah, yeah.
Minus like the producer judging your questionable lyrics.
Right, exactly. Exactly. You don't need to know like anything about music theory to use Suno, which is kind of amazing in and of itself.
Yeah.
You just give it those creative directions. Using these text prompts.
Okay.
And the AI does all the heavy lifting. It composes the melodies, the harmonies. It can even like write lyrics for you.
Oh, wow.
If you want it to.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
This is kind of blowing my mind a little bit.
Yeah.
So you're saying like anyone with a laptop and a bit of, you know, imagination could just like crank out like radio ready tracks.
Potentially. Yeah. I mean, that's the $1 million question. Right.
Right.
And it's why Suno and this whole like, you know, AI music generation thing in general is causing such a stir.
Yeah. Cause I was reading about, you know, I think it was Suno. There was a lawsuit against them, right? Like the music industry was going after them for,
they're in some hot water. For sure.
Yeah.
And it's not just like some, you know, legal footnote either.
Right.
The RIAA, which is like, you know, the muscle behind the whole recording industry, basically, they are coming after Suno and another platform called Udio.
Okay.
pretty aggressively.
And what's the
your argument is that these platforms are essentially, you know, stealing from artists by using their music to train these algorithms without permission.
So like if I were to like, you know, use a Suno generated track for like, you know, my like, you know, pet project or something. Am I like skating on thin ice legally?
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah. It's a huge gray area.
Yeah.
Legally. You know, Suno claims that they've like, you know, taken steps to avoid, you know, copyright infringement.
Right.
But the courts haven't really caught up with the technology yet.
It's kind of like, remember that whole Heart on My Sleeve song?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was, that went viral on TikTok.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like, it sounded exactly like Drake in the Weeknd.
It was uncanny.
Yeah.
It was like really good.
But it turned out it wasn't them.
Yeah.
It was like AI, right?
Yeah, it was like a perfect example of this minefield that we're walking into.
Yeah.
You know?
Ah.
Millions of streams.
Right.
Before it was like, you know, taken down because some guy was using AI to like perfectly mimic Drake and the Weeknd's voices and, you know.
Right. And the music labels were not happy.
Not happy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it makes you think, you know, like if the AI can already create music that's like,
I know,
basically indistinguishable from some of the biggest names in the industry.
Yeah.
What happens in 5-10 years?
I know. It's a question that keeps a lot of people up at night.
Yeah.
Especially musicians.
Right.
And the thing is, like, these, you know, legal ramifications of copyright infringement are really just like the tip of the iceberg.
Oh, right.
I mean, there are some serious ethical questions here, too.
Like what?
Like, what's to stop someone
from
using Suno to create songs with, like, you know, really offensive lyrics?
Right. Yeah. It's like, it's almost like a be careful what you wish for kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
Where it's like, we have this incredibly powerful technology, but like, what are the potential downsides?
Right. And while Suno says that they, you know, they have these safeguards in place to prevent misuse, it's not foolproof.
Right.
You know, we were looking at this article from Gab Wireless.
Okay.
They're all about like kid safe technology and stuff.
Right.
And they were highlighting some pretty worrying incidents where users were reporting that Suno was like, you know, generating songs with like, you know, disturbing or inappropriate lyrics, even when they were like trying to, you know, steer it in a different direction.
Wow. That's kind of like genuinely unsettling, to be honest.
Yeah.
You know, this idea that like you might not always have control over what this AI actually creates.
Right.
It really makes you like question this whole idea of like artistic intent, you know?
Absolutely. And it brings us back to that really fundamental question of, you know, what is the value of human expression in a world where AI can seemingly like replicate, even outdo human creativity, you know?
Yeah. I mean, so like, where do we even go from here? Like, what's the takeaway for someone listening to this who, you know, maybe they heard about Suno, they're like, oh, that sounds fun. I want to try that out.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, the good news is, you know, Suno does offer a free trial.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, you're limited in how much you can create with the free trial.
Right.
And you can't, like, you know, go use it commercially or anything.
Right.
But it's a pretty, you know, low stakes way to just kind of experiment and see what all the fuss is about, you know.
Right. So, like, dip your toe in the AI music waters before you, like, dive in head first.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And who knows, you know, you might find it incredibly empowering.
Yeah.
You know? Imagine, like, being able to create a custom soundtrack for, you know, your latest video project or something.
Wow.
Or, you know, finally being able to, like, bring that melody that you had stuck in your head to life.
Right.
Even if you can't, like, you know, play a single instrument.
Yeah.
You know, the possibilities are pretty amazing.
It's like having, like, a secret weapon, you know? Like a creative partner that never sleeps.
In a way, yeah. But, and this is crucial.
Yeah.
we can't just like throw caution to the wind here.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
I think we as a society really need to have a serious conversation about the ethical implications of this technology.
Okay.
You know,
yeah.
How do we protect artists' rights?
Right.
How do we ensure responsible use of this technology?
And how do we, like, as individuals, kind of navigate this new landscape, right?
Totally.
Do we embrace it fully, or do we, you know, proceed with more caution?
Those are the questions we all have to, like, grapple with, right?
All right.
I don't think there's an easy answer.
Yeah.
But I will say this.
Yeah.
I think engaging with this technology.
Yeah.
Even just by listening to AI generated music and having these conversations is a step in the right direction, you know.
So dive in, explore, but like, you know, keep your eyes open.
Exactly. I think the future of music is being written as we speak.
Yeah.
And it's up to all of us to decide what that future is going to sound like.
Yeah. Well, that's a lot to process.
It is.
But I think that's kind of what we do here at the Deep Dive, right?
That's right.
We wade through the complex stuff, so you don't have to.
That's right. But the journey doesn't end there, right?
Right.
The most important step is what you, the listener, you know, choose to do with this information.
So until next time, keep those ears open and those minds questioning.
Absolutely.
And we'll see you on the next Deep Dive.
Hey, guys. Thanks for listening. Isn't it hard to believe that was all 100% AI generated? Please tune in next week for another deep dive into AI.